Terrell Salem is running for city commission and is hoping to provide a new, unique perspective to the city's government. As a Sarasota native, Salem understands the ins and outs of the city and is passionate about improving the quality of life for its citizens.
I was born in Sarasota in 1976. I've been in Sarasota for the most part of my life. I only left for college, military service and college education, and I lived in the Orlando area for about 10 years. But it was always my desire to come back home, was able to come back home a lot sooner than I had anticipated, but it worked out and I'm happy to be back. But also I noticed the changes that are occurring in Sarasota. I noticed that people are struggling financially to just obtain the basics. And I just feel as though that there's so much that the commission can do in terms of making sure that Sarasota maintains its, you know, that small city feel.
Salem has experience working on several boards for Sarasota, including the Community Redevelopment Agency Board and the Planning Commission.
I've had the opportunity to go through some very, I would say, kind of interesting, almost like high profile for our area cases. And I started to realize that sometimes the commission would not adhere to the board's recommendations. And I do understand that the city commission has us in our place as an advisory to them, and that they don't necessarily have to go along with what we say. But I do find that it's important to have an advisory board, just as a president has his cabinet. I believe that the commission role is to look at the whole city on a macro level. And I believe that you appoint the board members to look at the city on a micro level. And therefore the board, the various boards that the city commission has put in place are in better position to be able to give the commission really sound advice on the various issues that will be coming before them, because they've had the opportunity to become more intimate with it than the commissioners may have, because they have so many issues to deal with along with running the city.
Salem also expressed being incredibly passionate about affordable housing.
Really, really an advocate for affordable, attainable housing. That's very, very near and dear to me, because as a firefighter for Sarasota County, I work with people that would always talk about trying to find a place to live in the city, but they could not afford to live in the city. And that became a really, really focal point for me, because I know how much the police officers and the firefighters sacrifice to make sure that the citizens of Sarasota and the visitors are kept safe and they can't afford to live in the city. That's a problem for me. But you know, they're working here, they're spending a large portion of their life in the city, but they can't afford to live there. And I want to change that. I want to make sure that, you know, police officers, firefighters, janitors, servers at restaurants, that these people can live in the city. And in order to do that, we have to make changes and offer, you know, concessions and to developers to encourage them to develop housing and in a way that will allow them to offer it for rents that are affordable.
As a firefighter, Salem says he has a lot of firsthand experience with people facing homelessness.
And this is something that gives me a better understanding than any one of the other individuals that's running in this race, is that I've had the opportunity for 8 years to come into contact with the people that are classified as homeless. You know, they call 911 for various issues, and people call 911 in response to if they see them sleeping on the side of the road, or if they see them sleeping on a park bench, they'll call and say an unconscious person or whatnot, and we'll respond. one of the things that I notice is that a large percentage of the individuals that are residentially challenged are suffering from some type of mental illness. So I'm thinking that there has to be more emphasis placed on the mental health aspect of the situation.
Salem also spoke about environmental concerns, remarking that one of the primary infrastructures that would be impacted in the wake of sea level rise is tourism. As tourist tax helps relieve a lot of the cost on residents, Salem sees this as a huge problem. Salem also wishes to institute as many solar panels as possible in order to mitigate the city's carbon footprint. Salem believes that he comes into this race uniquely relatable to everyone in Sarasota.
I come into this race with a very different lens. I come in as a person who was born out of Sarasota County, one of the most impoverished areas in Sarasota. I managed to receive some of the finest education in Sarasota County school system. I managed to go on and obtain my bachelor's degree in business administration from the University of Central Florida. I had the ability to serve in the U.S. Army National Guard, and also had the ability to serve as a firefighter for Sarasota County for 8 years. Those experiences have given me the ability to relate to every single person in Sarasota County.
Salem is a candidate different from the others, and he believes that with his unique perspective and a background rooted in Sarasota, he is the candidate for anyone who cares about community-oriented policy. This is Basil Pursley reporting for WSLR.